Today is Wednesday, December 1st, 2004 AD. And this is Decoder, and you're listening to the Motherfucking Mind War on Rant Radio. Motherfucking mind war, goddammit. I'm Decoder.
Hey, there's fucking Doug over there. This is Roger Fott.
Yes, and that's fucking Doug the engineer. And we're chilling on Wednesday night here, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of tired, I'm kind of sick, but whatever. I'm still fucking here, so screw all of you.
Yeah, no doubt. Fucking A, Wednesdays, you know?
Yeah, we're going to read some emails tonight, so just let everyone know. You want to email us, you want to say something, whatever you want to say. TheMindWar@TheMindWar.com. Or, if you prefer, you could send an instant message while we do the show, and we'll probably talk about it, to TheMindWar on AIM.
Yeah, that's fucking
that's a AOL Instant Messenger for noobs.
How is it?
We need to get, like, a real call-in line again, like default app.
Yeah, we will get a call-in line, but for a half-hour show, do you really want a call-in line? Unless you want to change the format of the show to, like, all call-ins. We could do that. That would make my life infinitely easier. Then I wouldn't have to fucking think of anything. I'll let other people think of shit, and I'll just comment on it.
Comment. Let's comment with Decoder.
Always thinking of ways to be lazy. Anyway.
So, anywho, I think we're going to talk about some stuff today.
Well, we got some emails to read right off the bat, so...
Well, the emails, like, require long, in-depth explanations that are best given out in chats, so we should do them last.
Oh, come on.
That's seriously, because, like, there's basically only...
Nigel has things to talk about. I'm doing some engineer right now anyway, so...
Alright, whatever, fine. Fucking talk.
Alright. So I was going to talk today a little bit about the ID requirements that are being basically forced upon everyone. The whole concept that you have to carry ID... nowadays, which I didn't...
You don't have to.
Well, see, that's just the whole thing here, though. And not only are you required to carry it, you're also being forced to show it to people.
In what state?
Well, this is where I'm going with this whole thing. See, I knew I'd fucking get you. Let's just fucking take Nevada. All right? This guy named Dudley Hibble, fucking the 21st of May 2000. I mean, this is fucking pretty old news, you know?
Yeah, it was fucking 2000.
Right, well, it's fucking 4 years ago. That's some time ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, he and his daughter were driving fucking home, and, like, they got in this big argument because apparently, like, you know, she's 17 or whatever, and, like, she's, like, dating this guy, and he doesn't like her or like him, you know?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And she's driving the truck. Anyway, like, she fucking gets all flustered and hits him, right? So he's like, look, you know, fuck this shit. like, just pull the fucking truck over. Like, I'm going to get out of the truck because obviously, like, you know, this is, like, way too emotional to be fucking driving down a road.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, he gets out the fucking truck and lights up a cigarette and starts talking to his daughter, like, through the closed door. He's like, you know, hey, like, you know, I mean, like, it's pretty fucking respectable if you ask me to, like, fucking...
Yeah, he was trying to defuse the situation, and what punishment did he get for that?
Right, well, see, this fucking cop pulls up, and Deputy Lee Dove pulls up and fucking basically just is like, I need your ID. And fucking, you know, Dudley's all like, hey, you know, like, I'm pretty sure that truck's parked all right. You know, is the truck parked all right? And the officer's like, yeah, the truck's parked fine. And it basically boils down to the officer saying that he's investigating an investigation, is what he claims, which means what?
What we don't seem to realize is that cops can say whatever the fuck they want. The point is that you could sue these people fucking civilly at any time. As far as I know, and anyone can correct me on this, is that fucking requirement to show IDs for no fucking reason is unconstitutional. But requirement to show IDs for a reason, which a cop will just make up a reason, varies state by state. There is no... I know in New York there's no requirement that you have to have an ID on you. I mean, that's just fucking tough shit. If they're already, the thing is that you have to... They give the cops the benefit of the doubt, whereas if the cop... If the police are involved in some sort of investigation and you're somehow related to it, and they stop you on the street and you don't have an ID, well, then they can take you in based on that because you're part of their investigation. You know what I'm saying? And right. They can take you in for that. But if you're just walking on the street minding your fucking business, doing nothing, and they just want to bust your balls and ask you for ID, you say, what am I doing wrong?
Right,
and if they don't give you either the answer of no or an explanation of what you're doing wrong, you fucking remind them. You say, well, considering, or you just ask them again. Be like, I'm sorry, maybe you didn't hear me correctly the first time. What am I doing wrong?
Well,
and if they can't come up with a clear answer, you walk the fuck away.
Well,
you say, you got a problem, get your superior.
Well, here's the interesting thing about it. Essentially, he gets arrested.
For what?
Not showing his ID.
And he's not pursuing a false arrest? There's no state law. Did they say the state law?
They took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and he lost.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, absolutely not. According to the Supreme Court, like, the cops did nothing wrong in asking for his ID. For no reason.
And what did he get arrested for?
Nothing. I think it was interfering with an investigation or, you know, they were investigating an investigation.
Well, that's the way this country works. That's why every day I say fuck America and fuck Americans for that matter because you guys let it happen. I can hardly blame people for getting fucked over when they let it happen to themselves. You fucking let it happen, so fuck you. Good for you. I'm glad that happened to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sure this guy is fucking a big part of what the problem is.
Yeah, Deputy Dove demanded to see Dudley's ID 11 times, and Dudley each time was just like, no. You know?
Did he say no, or did he not have ID?
He said no.
Okay.
He said no, and he kept on repeating. He was just like, look, have I done anything wrong? Have I broken any laws? And the deputy's answer was like, no, and eventually he got busted for not cooperating.
No, you can't get arrested for that. I'm sorry. If that's the state of Nevada, then they're all fucked.
Oh, and, you know, for the record, everyone should go watch the video because they also wrestle the Mimi, the 17-year-old girl, in the pickup truck to the ground and, like, force her on the ground with, like, three fucking
These are just pigs with small cocks who get no fucking pussy who really are better off dead. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, there's the times you have to deal with that. And if the court system lets this happen, well then, you know, you got a problem with the fucking court system, all right? If these guys have fucking such small cocks that it takes three of them to fucking get a 17-year-old girl on the fucking ground, there's something fucking wrong. You know what I'm saying? They just have no cocks. And remind them of it. Tell them. Be like, you know, you have no cock. Just want to make that clear.
And for the video of this, because I think it's actually pretty important that people watch this, it's paperspliese.org/HIIBEL/video.html.
Okay.
And there's a fucking torrent out there for it. I mean, fucking hey, if you're gonna fucking download it, use BitTorrent.
Everyone out there, if what's the guy's name? What's the guy's the officer's name? Lee Dove.
Lee Dove.
Okay, everyone out there, if his information isn't publicly available easily, find it yourself and call this guy up and let him know what you think of him. Don't harass him. Don't threaten him. Just call him up and say, look, you know what? I think you're a piece of fucking garbage. I just thought I'd like to let you know that. See you later. And if you got enough balls, give him your name. So for the record, my name is fucking John Smith, and I think that you're a motherfucking piece of garbage and that you belong fucking in jail.
Right. Well, there's a slightly more uplifting story of somebody who actually beat the cops for their ID check stuff.
Yeah. What state did this occur in?
What's that?
What state did the new one occur in that you talked about?
Abby Newman, who was stopped at a checkpoint in Virginia.
Virginia, okay.
Yeah, they had a little checkpoint. Anyway, there's a video for this one up there, too. She fucking gets stopped at the checkpoint for no reason.
By the way, checkpoints are another thing that is blatantly unconstitutional. Why they let that happen, I don't know. They purport to be like trying to stop drunk drivers, but when they put up checkpoints they do this in New York. When they put up checkpoints and they say specifically it's because they're making sure people are wearing their seatbelts, I understand the drunk driving thing, but a minor infraction like a fucking seatbelt thing, go fuck yourself. You know, someone should take that to the fucking state Supreme Court in New York because I feel that that's most definitely unconstitutional. With the drunk driving thing, in the same vein, it may also be unconstitutional, but, you know, they'll argue this whole drunk driving thing, and you'll just have to fucking eat it, even though it doesn't make any sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like, this is basically checkpoints, and everyone remember this. Don't ever forget this. Checkpoints are fucking just letting cops not do their job. Remember that you pay them. Your fucking taxes, your local and state taxes pay for these police, and by setting up checkpoints, it's just blatantly saying, like, here, instead of doing your job, let's just have you sit here instead. You know, what is this? Are they in union? Is there like a Teamsters of the police or something that lets them sit in lawn chairs and not do their fucking job? They're out there to protect and to serve, not to fucking set up a fucking checkpoint. This isn't motherfucking a communist country. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here.
So with the Abby Newman thing, though, like, after they arrest her and, like, got her in the fucking back of the cop car, one of the troopers comes out and he says, she's invoked her right to remain silent even though she don't believe in our laws.
Wow, this police officer is a regular genius.
Right, they go through her car and, like, they fucking, like, pull all the shit, like, the fucking copy of the Constitution, and they're like, wow, she must be a fucking radical.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, if you at all fucking reference or care about the Constitution, then yes, you're a political radical. Remember that.
Right. Actually, this was actually featured in Alex Jones' 9/11 Road to Tyranny, which I really have to say is like a fucking great video.
Yeah, everybody check that out. And then both of his websites, prisonplanet.org?
I think it is.
Uh-huh. Prisonplanet.something and infowars.com.
I'm sure everyone out there can probably try the three common domain names or extensions.
Yeah, of course. I think it's prisonplanet.org, but it might be .net or some shit. But prisonplanet, just go fucking Google it. That's what Google is there for.
Yeah, it's really cool there's a way to search the web.
Yeah, you know, and people need to start using it instead of asking dumb questions. But that's I think that topic has been exhausted on every radio show, every forum, every fucking phone conversation, fucking every rant ever.
Usenet. Yeah, I think that's all they fucking talk about there is, like, how much A they suck and how much B everyone else sucks for not using Google.
Yeah, I mean, I really, you know, I know it's a cliche, you know what I'm saying, to say fucking Google, motherfucker, but until it's not needed, until I don't have to say that anymore, it's not a cliche.
Right. Well, you know, I just fucking hate when people are like, what does that word mean? And you're just like, you know, if you fucking type in, like, define, colon, my word that I used in my fucking conversation.
Once again, nobody fucking knows how to use Google.
Right. You know, it's like, oh, I wish that site had a search feature. It's like, well, maybe it should just fucking use Google.
I mean, not only is there an about page on Google, but there's also a fine book called Google Hacks.
Right.
It's like $15 at your local fucking bookstore. I mean, I suggest that everyone have a copy of it. If you are a resident of the internet, you might want to have the fucking book Google Hacks.
Speaking of that, speaking of books, I'd like to fucking shout out to this site right now, bookfinder.com.
Yeah, Bookfinder. Hell
that
yeah.
Fucking site is the shit, dude. I fucking picked up this 1974 book. First edition hardcover. It's been out of print for like the last 15 years.
Do me a favor. Are you online right now?
Yeah.
Let's fucking test this out. I'm actually going to give some shouts to a book. I forgot the guy's name, the author, Norman Bertram or something, PhD. The name of the book is Ringmakers of Saturn. It's a very rare, out-of-print fucking book. I've seen it go upwards of a couple of hundred bucks. I think Norman something or other, something like Bertram or Bertrand or some bullshit,
okay.
MD or PhD or something.
I separated Ring and Makers.
No. Yeah. Ringmakers, one word.
Okay, let me try that again.
One word, Ringmakers of Saturn. It's a fucking leet book. It's his theory postulating that the fucking rings of Saturn are made by fucking some sort of fucking, I don't know, some sort of machinery rather than being natural.
Well, he presents forth
much evidence and pictures and shit. It's a really cool book.
Well, while it's all clicking, because it is fucking clicking right now, I wanted also to give one more little ID out there to John Gilmore, one of the founders of the EFF.
Mm-hmm. John Gilmore.
Yeah, real good guy. Fucking, you know, I think he's like 50-something now, because this happened back in 2002.
Yeah.
Anyway, on July 4th, 2002, John Gilmore.
A hell of a day for something to happen.
Right. He fucking decides to go to the fucking Oakland International Airport with a fucking ticket that he had purchased.
Uh-huh.
And his whole purpose of this whole thing is to, like, go fucking petition the government regarding fucking the right to travel.
You do have the right to travel in the Constitution.
Right. His whole purpose with this was to go petition the government.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, he gets to the fucking airport, and they're like, yeah, man, can we see your ID? And he's like, no, you can't see my ID. He's like, look, I'm going to petition the government. Like, you really have nothing to, you can't stop me from doing that. You know, like, fucking die. So anyhow, they would basically say, like, well, we can't let you on a plane. And he's like, well, why is that? They're like, well, you see, there's this order that we can't tell you about that says that we have to do it.
Yeah.
So, effectively, like, right now, the reason that we're all showing ID is because of an order that we're not allowed to see. So, what, we have fucking secret laws now?
Yeah. Actually, we do.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Well, once again, people need to start changing things.
You know, and the truth of the matter is if fucking high school kids can get fucking fake IDs, then motherfucking terrorists can get fucking fake IDs.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. It's asinine. There's no point to these things. But it wouldn't be America if the fucking laws had points or if they made sense. That's just not the American way.
Oh, so anyway, back to the, just to jump around here, because it's so much fun. Bookfinder.com, yeah, dude, that book is expensive.
Ringmakers, what's the author's name? What does it say there?
Norman R. Bergrun.
Bergrun.
Right, B-E-R-G-R-U-N.
Yeah. Bergrun, Norman R. Bergrun, MD, PhD, some sort of title he has?
Not in this particular, like, just, well, they don't have the titles in the authors.
Well, if they have a picture of the fucking book, I'm pretty sure he's fucking PhD.
Wow, they got a fucking first edition. Wow, they fucking did a nice job on this book.
First edition, how much?
$125.
Yeah, that's about the going rate. All right, so Ringmakers of Saturn is a $125 book, first edition hardcover. You know, it's not a bad deal.
Blue cloth with silver title.
Yeah.
Color photos, text illustration.
Yeah, it's an elite book. I mean, it's worth the $125 if you want to hear fucking Norman Bergrun's theory about the rings of Saturn.
There's one for fucking $150 that's signed.
Yeah, that's fucked up because he was signing those copies and selling them for $60 off of his website while the fucking first edition was going for $125 everywhere else on the internet, and now somebody's trying to sell that for $150.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he was selling them for, and this was maybe within the past 2 years. He was signing copies and selling them on his website for $60.
So anyway, just to jump back over to John Gilmore,
yeah.
He actually ended up fucking suing Mr. Ashcroft.
Really?
Yeah. Fucking sued him for fucking damages regarding, he missed a couple of fucking, because he can't fly, because he's unwilling to show his ID. So he fucking was denied his chance to fucking petition the government. And he also fucking has personal harms in that he wasn't able to go to a couple family reunions.
And whatever came of that lawsuit, nothing?
Actually, like, right now it's going before the Supreme Court, hopefully.
Huh. Like, that'll be shit.
Right, indeed. Like, you know. But it's just kind of fucking interesting that all this shit's fucking happening, and, you know, the truth of the matter is, you know, what the fuck?
Yeah, well. That's the way it goes down.
You know, and it's fucking ridiculous. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. You know, anyone who's been through any of these fucking security checkpoints, and, you know, I'm a fucking messenger, and, like, all these buildings want to fucking see your ID all the time, and they have, like, no method of even verifying.
I don't show my ID for shit.
Right. Well, it's because, like, there's something inexplicably incorrect.
Oh, you know what? I'm lying. Let me actually tell the complete truth. I only show my ID when I feel that it is prudent and when there's a good fucking reason. So, if I'm driving a car and I'm asked for my license to operate a vehicle, well, I may not believe that constitutionally you really need a license to operate a vehicle. You
right.
do, and I'm not going to blame the fucking cop. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
of course, I would give him my license to operate a vehicle that just also happens to be ID. Also, when buying any sort of fucking product that you need to be a certain age or going anywhere where you need to be a certain age, when they ask for ID to verify your age, not to verify who the fuck you are, but just
right.
to verify your age, just like in the same way that they ask for ID to verify that you're licensed to operate a motor vehicle, then I give
right.
it to them when I feel that there's a good reason. But I remember at the New York City 2600 meeting that at the Citigroup Center, when it became some sort of terrorist target, they were asking for IDs to enter the building. Yeah, that would not be a good reason to give your ID.
Right. We have a couple of buildings in Seattle, and apparently I was talking with my sister down in San Francisco, where she's also a messenger. And I guess down there they have even more buildings where they require you to give ID to get in.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm sorry, like, fucking, showing your ID isn't going to really, is that preventing terrorism?
Right, well, because the thing about it is, like, you flash some, like, dipshit security guard who's getting paid, like, fucking $12 an hour.
Yeah, he doesn't, what the fuck, I'd give him anything.
Right, I mean, well, the thing about it is, like, he has no way of verifying anything.
Yeah, how's he going to know? Like, exactly, come on.
Like, I used to use my fucking Michigan ID over here, and, like, you're just like, look, you know, like, I hate to break it to you, buddy, but, like, you have no method of fucking, like, I mean, like, what the fuck, you're going to call, like, 1-800, like, check ID?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Well, they could call fucking, national law enforcement.
Yeah, they could.
They could call, and, you know, the 800 number's out there. Anybody who's anybody who knows what they're doing with investigating fucking has the number for national law enforcement. Those guys are really helpful. They're really fucking nice. You know what I'm saying? They're performing a great service for those who are in need of it.
Was Doug trying to talk there for a second?
Someone says they can ask you to prove that you're a U.S. citizen, I think.
But in what regard? For what reason?
I don't know, find out when the delay catches them.
No. To ask to prove that you're a U.S. citizen fucking is asking to prove that you're not committing any crimes. That's unfortunately unconstitutional.
Right.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe when you're, like, I don't know, crossing borders,
right,
that might be acceptable.
Fucking, you're just, like, kicked in the fucking door to some, like, fucking building. You know, like, they fucking ask you for your ID then.
Yeah, I mean, come on. If you're not doing anything wrong, You cannot be asked to prove
right.
that fact.
Because the whole thing is that you're presumed innocent.
Always. Yeah, exactly, but not anymore. Because, of course, with checkpoints, with asking you for your ID, for airplanes, and shouldn't even going through metal detectors is presuming you fucking guilty. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But whatever, man, yeah, fuck that.
And fucking the whole Constitution, all that nonsense is fucking gone, guys.
Yeah, well, too bad.
It's
everyone's fault for not doing something about it. I have to, and I'll reiterate this, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again, constitutionally, it's not your right to fucking get rid of a corrupt government and one not acting in your interest. It's your fucking duty. It's not like something you can do if you really feel like it. It's not a fucking right extended to you. It is your fucking duty to do whatever you can to topple and to remove a fucking corrupt government that is not acting in the interest of its people, which is what's going on now. And hey, Rigel.
Yeah.
And hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Do you know what
yeah.
we're doing?
What?
To well, you know what our part is?
What?
This motherfucking show.
Absolutely.
So I got a clear conscience. I don't fucking vote because you know what? It's an obsolete system. You know what I'm saying? Choosing between the lesser of two evils means you already lost.
Right.
But there's no point. I will never fucking vote. Are you kidding me? Maybe local elections. Local elections, okay. That's a different story. But in any sort of national election, I don't want any of these motherfuckers in there.
Right, it's like fucking picking between, like, which poison you want.
Right? Come on.
Like, well, then we're going to kill you just in different ways. And which one do you fucking want?
And the fact that I don't vote in national elections means that it's not my fault. When shit goes wrong, fucking not my fault.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's that whole problem where everyone thinks that it's the right thing to do.
No, but it's not. It's not. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to keep saying this over and over. It's not the right thing to do. To vote, the lesser two evils, blah, blah, blah. Get the motherfuck out of here. Do you think John Kerry was that fucking great of a fucking candidate? No, he was a fucking piece of garbage.
Right. Well, he lost to Bush.
You know, it was a little too close, though. For him, because it should have been a fucking huge landslide. I mean, I understand like 5 points nowadays is a landslide, but it should have been a huge landslide because John Kerry is a worthless piece of shit.
Right.
You know, I mean, come on, big deal. You know what? The only thing that's good about him is that he's a fucking war hero. It's like, good for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking that away from him. He was a war hero, and President Bush fucking Yeah.
He might have served
in the National Guard, maybe. Nobody remembers seeing him there.
Right.
There's no papers to prove this, you know what I'm saying? But there are also no papers to disprove it. I served in the National Guard with President Bush, and you know what? There's no papers to prove it, but there's also no papers to disprove it, so maybe you should believe me, too.
George W. looks so snappy in that cute little Air Force outfit, though.
Oh, God.
You know, just like the fucking Schustafel in the Nazi. Oh, wait, sorry.
Yeah, anyway.
Wow, the Mind Wars sent me something. Oh. I don't want to do that. Yeah, so pretty much like, that's our fucking government today. Like, I guess our fucking episode was just kind of us being angry about it.
Well, hey, if you're not angry about it, then fucking you should be.
So anyway, let's just jump over to the emails, right?
Yeah, let's get to the emails. It's fucking almost 12:30. Who sent us emails?
We got some, let's see, the Bukkake Guru, anyway. This morning I was going to work, and the radio shows were talking about the same news story. Two people in some state got their medical marijuana taken away by the state because it was homegrown. Obviously, all the burnouts and shock one of these defend growing weed for any reason, so it made the discussion one-sided. I was wondering what you thought of medical marijuana.
Okay, what I think of medical marijuana is fucking, it's a plant. It's a motherfucking plant. The fact that it's illegal is fucking ridiculous. Medical, recreational, I don't give a fuck. It's a motherfucking plant. And when your government comes in, does anyone know the real story why fucking cannabis? Because first of all, marijuana is a fucking racist term, all
right?
That's referring to the marijuaneros, fucking, what's his name? What's that fucking Pancho Villa, the only guy to ever fucking send his army into the fucking U.S.?
Right, well, it's fucking all because of the fucking, it's all about fucking the plant and its fibers and how it can be used for fucking everything.
Yeah, DuPont. That's all I gotta say, DuPont. The reason that fucking cannabis, a plant, is fucking illegal is because of DuPont. That's it. Cotton, they were big guys in cotton, and you know what? Hemp's fucking better. It's fucking stronger. Make some fucking hemp rope. You know what I'm saying? And the best, my favorite fucking thing, is for a while, they tried to use sterilized seeds in order to make hemp, and the THC is what makes it strong, motherfucker. So, whatever. It's a plant. Fucking, I don't medical fucking marijuana. It's a plant.
They fucking outlawed marijuana back before we've done all the fucking alterations to it, which just happened in the last 10 years to make it much more potent than it used to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, sorry. You want the fucking real deal behind that? Fucking, yeah. when they fucking collected samples before, they didn't store it properly, and unfortunately, since it's a fucking living thing, it's a plant, it loses some of its potency when it's stored improperly and tested at a late date. Now we store it properly, test it right away, and it has these supposed higher THC levels. Dude, fucking, aside from fucking just the standard fucking advances in agriculture, such as fucking hydroponics and things like that, you know what I'm saying? Fucking people grow a lot of things with hydroponics, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All sorts of vegetables at your grocery store are grown hydroponically. That's probably the only fucking thing you could say, and that's just standard advances in civilization, you know what I'm saying? It's not any more potent, nobody does anything to it, you know what I'm saying? Come on. You're fucking real. Are people that fucking dumb? Are they really that dumb? It's a plant!
Really, Right. Well, I was under the impression that it was definitely bred selectively for its THC content.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Fucking, I don't know, meth, crank? That's a good drug to be illegal. I don't know.
I'm personally of the opinion that I really don't give a fuck. I think all drugs should be legal.
Yeah, but you know, it's really true. They should all be legal, but regulated, of course.
Right. Well, it's much like we regulate cigarettes, alcohol, fucking...
Yeah, I mean, it's not that hard. We regulate the shit. I mean, but the point is, anything that's a plant should not be illegal. Fucking cocaine? Plant. Fucking heroin? Plant. Motherfucking mushrooms? Peyote? Plants. You know what I'm saying? Well, not plants. Well, you know, fucking cacti and fucking...
Okay.
And fungi. But this, you know what? It's fucking some shit that's on the fucking earth, grows naturally, for a government to make such a thing illegal is probably the most ludicrous thing I think I could think of at this point right now. There's a lot of fucked up things going on in the world. Fucked up things. And we'll talk about them every day. But I don't think there's anything more fucked up than making plants illegal. So as far as medical marijuana, I think it's fucking stupid. Because fucking people should be fucking working on, I don't know, trying to fucking get people's common sense to kick in and say it's a fucking plant. You know, when this shit was going before the Supreme Court, you know what most of these motherfuckers said? They made sure that they noted the drug abuse problems in fucking in America. Well, that's all well and good. Fucking, there's plenty of fucking horrible, horrible, horrible motherfucking drugs. That prescription drugs that they give people every day. There's plenty of fucking horrible over-the-counter drugs that they give people every fucking day. There's plenty of horrible fucking mind drugs they put in your motherfucking food and drinking water. So don't tell me about the motherfucking drug problem. There is no drug problem. You know what the fucking drug problem is? That people give a fuck.
The drug problem is fucking aspartame and fucking fluoride.
Yeah, that's the fucking drug problem. Aspartame. That's the fucking drug problem. You know what I'm saying? All these prescription drugs that fucking don't go through any testing, that the fucking company who makes them are the ones who do the fucking testing. Oh, I'm sure there's rigorous tests that they have to go through. You know what I'm saying? And when people have adverse effects and shit, they take them out of the testing pool saying that, oh, well, some people, of course, you know, there's always a percentage of population that have adverse effects. So when they take the people out who have adverse effects, then they leave the other motherfuckers in, they say, oh, 99% of people don't experience any side effects. Yeah, because you took out the 10 million people who fucking would. Idiots, man. The fuck out of here. So anyway, yeah, medical marijuana, for you to even be talking about it, you're a fucking idiot.
Right. Well, I also fucking hate the fucking people who are just like, let's just legalize marijuana and nothing else.
No. It's, at the very least, maybe not every drug, but we could start at fucking plants. You know what I'm saying? If it's a plant, my friend, or some sort of fungus or cactus, you know what I'm saying? Plants. Fucking, yeah. There's really no reason for that to be illegal. So magic mushrooms, peyote, fucking heroin, cocaine, cannabis, because I'm never going to call it marijuana. Come on, let's stop with that shit. Let's stop with the Pancho Villa bullshit. It's called fucking cannabis. Get it fucking straight. All
right? Right.
And you know what the fucking craziest thing is? I don't do drugs.
Yeah, that's what I have to say. Like, fucking you, Dakota and I fucking over here are pretty much like, I'm fucking pissing a cup right now. And
you know what drugs I do? Caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol. I don't even take fucking Advil or Tylenol. I don't even take that shit. If I got a fucking problem, if I'm sick, I just fucking deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even fucking do the caffeine or nicotine.
I do the caffeine and the nicotine.
Yeah, I fucking stopped those.
And they're fucking bad, man. I mean, trust me. Fucking, if you were a health-conscious person and you really needed some sort of fucking drugs, you'd be a lot better off, I don't know, fucking eating mushrooms and smoking fucking pot than smoking a cigarette and drinking some fucking goddamn Starbucks coffee. But I'm not health-conscious.
That's kind of what I became. I was health-conscious, and I was like, holy shit, I can't fucking drink coffee.
Well, I like coffee. It's a bean.
Yeah, fucking that caffeine shit stays in your fucking body for, like, ever.
I love caffeine, okay? Fuck you.
Anyway, on to the emails. Fucking Chisel sent us something.
All right.
And it was basically just like a yo-yo. So just to, like, give a yo-yo back to him, you know, I'm really fucking eager and anxious and excited about what he's doing over there at hackermedia.org.
Oh, most definitely.
Like,
most
definitely. You know, he's been working on this stuff. He's been mirroring things. He's been working on this thing called, like, the public access. Like, hacker public access. You know, like, this is not a hacker show. But nonetheless, I mean, like, Dakota and I definitely, like, that's kind of where we met. It was the fucking computer scene and whatnot. From phone scene or whatever. And, you know, I mean, that's where we come from.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, like, I've been thinking about that all the time. You know, even Doug mentioned something to me last night about that. And, yeah, we're fucking kind of what people would consider quote-unquote hackers. I mean, so, I mean, it happens everyone. You're going to hear about it on the Mind War. I mean, it's a topic. That's it. There's a lot of shit. We could talk about a lot of computer crimes and fucking and laws and shit that were written by fucking noobs, you know? And come on.
Yeah, like Orrin Hatch. But anyway.
Yeah, Orrin fucking Hatch. I'm sure this guy fucking knows what he's doing. You know what I would love to do? All these people who fucking wrote these laws and signed these laws and stand by these laws, I would love to go on their personal home computer and fucking just do a quick test of it. See how many viruses, pieces of spyware, motherfucking crazy nonsense they have on their computer. I'd love to fucking see that. I would fucking love it. And you know what? It would probably just backfire. They'd be like, oh, that's because of you hackers. It's like, no, that's because you're an idiot, and these are all the hackers don't give you this shit. Like, goddamn capitalists. Companies give you this shit.
Right.
Do you think hackers give a shit what websites you visit? Do you think they care about direct marketing and fucking and consumer habits and shit like that? Come on. There's only two groups of people that give a shit about what websites you go to. That's fucking goddamn companies and the government. That's it. We don't care. I care who comes to my website, baby.
Right, right. So that's fucking trivial. Like, get that information. Like, on your website. But no, like, fucking Kizzle, like, man, shout out. I really hope, definitely, like, with respect to Rant Radio here, but I definitely hope that Kizzle gets off with the streaming Shoutcast server. And, I fucking told them that, we would definitely be fucking streaming on that.
Oh, yeah, we'd put our shit right on there. Hell yeah, Kizzle's the man. Hackermedia.org, fucking his, he got his own show, Uber Lido.
Absolutely. At some point in time, like, hopefully, I think that's the direction that he's looking into doing, just doing a Shoutcast server eventually. You know, it's a lot of bandwidth, and fucking shout-outs to the fucking Rant for pulling it off.
Exactly. Huge shouts to fucking Rant Radio.
Hackermedia.net.
Huh?
Oh, is it .net?
.net, not .org.
I'm sorry. Okay. Did I say .org?
Yeah.
I keep getting confused with these goddamn websites.
Yeah. So anyway, hackermedia.net. Check out the public access stuff. It's pretty fucking cool. It's a good idea.
I'm actually supposed to be doing one soon.
Yeah, I noticed that you had an account. You were pushing forth the Mind War stuff.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do like some public access radio show about freaking, supposedly.
With who?
With me.
Oh, just you?
Yeah, just me.
Sweet.
Seeing how I came into this world and you all fucking owned me.
Yeah, it happened.
Guess we did, didn't we?
Like hell started in 2003.
Wasn't really that long ago.
Well,
yeah.
It's time to start winding this down. If Doug starts playing the music, this is Rigel picked it out. Fear Factory.
Fucking distance yourself as much as possible from it. Go for it.
No, I mean I got a couple of Fear Factory records.
I'm actually become a big fan. But like shit's kind of weird though. Like some stuff.
This is my problem with Fear Factory. Considering the fact that when I like a band, I buy their CDs, and I don't just download that shit, you know what I'm saying? That's just my personal fucking thing. Because most of the bands that I like are not on major labels, I fully support, no matter what band it is, downloading the fuck out of it if it's a major label. But if it's not, you know, what's fucked up about my little philosophy there, what's fucked up about that, is that it's the motherfuckers that aren't on major labels that want you to download their shit. And I'm the jackass that goes and buys the CD. And usually, I gave these guys shouts before, but I'm going to give them shouts again. Fucking Primitive Recordings, which I believe is primitiverecordings.com. These guys have a lot of crazy fucking death metal and shit. Fucking, of course, Mortician and Malignancy. Well, the Mortician's gone now. But Mortician, Malignancy, fucking Prosthetic Cunt. A lot of fucking good bands that these guys at Primitive Recordings are all part of, you know what I'm saying? Those fucking guys, I send them money, you know what I'm saying? Because this guy, I've been there. The fucking CDs are right there. So when I send him $10 for a fucking CD, like the $10 goes in his pocket. It doesn't go to any fucking, there's no label or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? Primitive Recordings. And even the shit that's on other labels, like a Chicago-based label called Relapse Recordings, which they put out a lot of death metal, grindcore, hardcore, noise, industrial, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Fucking Relapse Recordings. These are other guys who it's the same fucking thing. So that's who I support. And meanwhile, you know, I'm sure the guys at a lot of these bands that are on these imprints, I'm sure that they would love for someone to download their shit, you know? I'm sure they would fucking love it. But I buy it. It's the fucking goddamn ones that don't want me downloading it that I'll download.
Right. Fuck, I think I have every single Metallica album.
And while I'm talking about this, fucking in the background, which is just ending, 3 minutes, 7 seconds, 8 seconds, is the Sex Pistols EMI. But yeah, anyway, fucking any shouts, yo?
I think I fucking kind of gave shout-outs to fucking kids. Well, fucking way to go. Fucking, I don't know, fucking shout-outs to all the motherfuckers at Harborview Medical who fucking doctors come into the fucking room I'm in. They're like, oh, I fucking heard about you. You're that stupid fuck that rolled around with fucking trouble for 2 minutes. That's just what happened to me. The fucking dude was just like, I heard about you. I'm like, oh, God, what the fuck?
Anyway, Doug, you got any shouts?
No.
I guess that's a no. My shouts go to fucking Lucky 225. I fear Lucky. And of course fucking Stank Dog over at the DDP.
Hey, all our listeners too.
Yeah, all our listeners, and of course huge shouts to Kizzle. Fucking just like Roger said, what he's doing is real fucking lead. And it'll own you. Fear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cut us off before we go any longer.
Yeah. That's it, man. It's fucking over, yo. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Laters.